Yes, it's time for our local normal chapter profile, and I hope you can all forgive me for staying close to home. Having just started the podcast here, I haven't had the opportunity to get in touch with all the other 49 states out there that are working hard to end adult marijuana prohibition. So we're going to go here to my home state of Oregon, where the activists of Oregon Normal are working hard to fight against the latest efforts in the legislature to discriminate against medical marijuana patients. We sat down with the executive director of Oregon Normal and a newly elected member of the Normal National Board of Directors, Ms. Madeline Martinez, by telephone at her home in Portland, Oregon. We're speaking with Madeline Martinez, the executive director of Oregon Normal, and congratulations are in order. I understand you've just been elected to the National Board of Directors for Normal.
Yes, that is true. Thank you so much, Russ. I appreciate you mentioning that. Yes, it was a little bit of a shock, but yeah, I have finally been elected to that board. It's very exciting, very thrilling.
Well, it's good to see that we're getting, we're embracing diversity on the national level here. You're, of course, one of the leading normal organizations out there in the country, especially one of the few headed by, I believe, a minority woman. So this is a great news for Normal, I believe.
Yes, the first Latina. So that is quite a thrill.
Yeah, we always try to reach out to all audiences here. And, of course, the minority audiences would need the most outreach because they're, of course, the people that are most affected by our draconian drug laws.
That's correct, Russ. As you know, the majority of people that are incarcerated for marijuana offenses are, in fact, minorities. My people are hit really, really hard. You know, I'm Mexicana, and that seems to be a big one.
Well, one of the main focuses of the Oregon chapter of Normal, I understand, is the medical marijuana law. Oregon has one of the best medical marijuana laws, under many people's opinion, in the United States. So tell the listeners here to the Normal Daily Audio Stash, what is it that Oregon Normal is involved with in helping people with medical marijuana?
Well, one of the things that we're involved with that has become the most successful, of course, is the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards, which is a strain evaluation. And secondly, we really take the lead here in Oregon on legislative issues. We have a legislative analyst, Alicia Williamson, and we work at the legislature to try to prevent and protect the Oregon medical marijuana law from being, let's say, taken apart by our opponents.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people out there listening who are in the states, one of the 38 states that don't have a medical marijuana law, and I know that they're probably, you know, just wishing they could just get a medical marijuana law, but, you know, that's not when the battle ends. It seems to us that once you get the law, that's when the real fights begin.
That's right, Russ. The big problem we have is that we do have opponents that think that medical marijuana is the road to legalization. And nothing could be further from the truth. There's so many of us that suffer from debilitating medical conditions, and this is the only medicine that you can use that doesn't leave you feeling that you're in a drug-induced stupor, but actually allows you to live a nice, comfortable quality of life by tempering your pain. 75% of the people that are enrolled in the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program are enrolled because they suffer from severe chronic pain.
Yeah, it's amazing when we can prescribe all sorts of opiate-based medications that anyone would have a problem with, the recommendations for medical marijuana. But apparently some of your opponents out there in the state of Oregon have been raising quite a ruckus at the legislature. And for those of you who don't follow Oregon politics, there's normally a legislative session every odd year. This year they declared an emergency session. And tell the folks about what some of their tactics were here against medical marijuana in this year's special session.
Well, in this year's special session that was supposed to be dedicated to our struggling budget, instead some of our opponents and Representative Mike Schaffler of Happy Valley here in Oregon has decided to take it upon himself to introduce legislation that would actually harm patients by not allowing them to test for drug impairment, but rather for using urinalysis to determine if they have cannabis metabolites in their system.
Right, and of course the cannabis metabolites don't...
causing patients, hard-working disabled Oregonians, to face losing their job, their livelihood.
Absolutely. And Oregon, for the people that don't know, has over, what is it now, 16,000 registered patients?
You know, the last number I looked at, Russ, is very close to 17,000.
Wow. And so we're talking about taking 17,000 people who just happen to use marijuana rather than some other drug to relieve their pain and suffering, and hanging up the "No Medical Marijuana Patients Need Apply" sign at the employment office. Some of the bills out there were pretty draconian, weren't they?
They certainly were. And the biggest problem that we have is here we are, hardworking Oregonians, disabled, but we don't want to go on the welfare rolls. We want to be productive members of society and feed our families. And we're not asking for special treatment. We're just asking for equal protection under the law.
Yeah, that's always the downside of working with the marijuana issue, is that marijuana, unlike so many of the other drugs that they might test for, remains in one's system for anywhere from 2 weeks to 30 days following ingestion. So, of course, there's no way that a medical marijuana patient could pass a test that's based on testing for marijuana metabolites. Now, I understand we also have in Oregon an ally who is working toward the impairment issue.
Yes, Representative Peter Buckley from Ashland, Oregon, is working really hard with us. We also have the great Representative Diane Rosenbaum, who's also one of our champions, and they are both working on impairment testing for the 2009 legislative session.